Unit 14, Test 1, Section 1, Number 1. I don't want to do that alone.
Number 2. I don't want to be friends with him unless he doesn't tell lies.
Number 3. I hope that she would return home before Monday.
Number 4. I suggested that he choose someone who is kind and friendly.
Number 5. A clock measures time.
Section 2, Number 6. How are you, Miss Joe?
Number 7. How did you get the cold?
Number 8. Could you explain this to me?
Number 9. Can you come next week?
Number 10. Do you think it will rain?
Section 3. Teacher's dining room, open to students. First-time visitors to Shanghai YU Middle School on Central Fuxing Road are often surprised to find that the school doesn't have enough space. Yet more surprisingly, they will find a big dining room in the basement. The dining room is clean and has excellent surroundings. Green bricks, white and green walls, and new chairs. The tables are covered with white tablecloths. Each table is big enough for 11 students to sit around. Every day they sit at the tables and share the meals. One of them, chosen as their head, gives away the food. Here the cooks have every student as their own child. They try their best to make good food. As a result, the students enjoy the meals very much. The dining room used to be open to teachers only, but the school leaders also had the students in their mind. They thought that the students, too, should have nice and hot meals at noon every day. So they decided to allow the students to have lunch in the teacher's dining room, and most of the teachers now have their dinners in their offices. According to Headmaster Joe of the school pays attention to not only the students' health, but also their good eating habits. The school asks the students not to waste food. They are told to keep the table clean. No wonder the students and their parents find the dining room to be a good place for meals and moral development. Teacher's dining room, open to students. First-time visitors to Shanghai YU Middle School on Central Fuxing Road are often surprised to find that the school doesn't have enough space. Yet more surprisingly, they will find a big dining room in the basement. The dining room is clean and has excellent surroundings. Green bricks, white and green walls, and new chairs. The tables are covered with white tablecloths. Each table is big enough for 11 students to sit around. Every day they sit at the tables and share the meals. One of them, chosen as their head, gives away the food. Here the cooks have every student as their own child. They try their best to make good food. As a result, the students enjoy the meals very much. The dining room used to be open to teachers only. But the school leaders also had the students in their mind. They thought that the students, too, should have nice and hot meals at noon every day. So they decided to allow the students to have lunch in the teacher's dining room, and most of the teachers now have their dinners in their offices. According to Headmaster Joe of the school pays attention to not only the students' health, but also their good eating habits. The school asks the students not to waste food. They are told to keep the table clean. No wonder the students and their parents find the dining room to be a good place for meals and moral development.
Test 2, Section 1, Number 1. Weiyu Middle School on Central Fuxing Road doesn't have enough space.
Number 2. The dining room is big and has excellent surroundings, green bricks, white and green walls, and new chairs.
Number 3. The cooks have every student as their own child.
Number 4. The students enjoy the meals very much.
Number 5. The dining room used to be open to teachers only.
Number 6. The school pays attention not only to the students' health, but also their good eating habits.
Number 7. The school asks the students not to waste food.
Number 8. The students and their parents find the dining room to be a good place for meals and moral development.